Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and happy birthday, America, 247 years old today. I wish I could say she's aging gracefully. I found a little history regarding the Declaration of Independence on the website military.com. Some of it's familiar and some of it's new to me. On July 4th, 1776, the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England, an event which eventually led to the formation of the United States. Each year on the 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, Americans celebrate this historic event. Conflict between the colonies and England was already a year old when the colonies convened a Continental Congress in Philadelphia in the summer of 1776. In a June 7th session in the Pennsylvania State House, later Independence Hall, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia presented a resolution with the famous words, "Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right out to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and out to be totally dissolved." Lee's words were the impetus for the drafting of a formal Declaration of Independence, although the resolution was not followed up on immediately. A committee of five was appointed to draft the declaration, and the task itself fell on Thomas Jefferson of Virginia. Discussions of Jefferson's Declaration of Independence resulted in some minor changes, but the spirit of the document went unchanged. The process of revision by the Continental Congress began July 1st, then continued through all of July 3rd and into the late afternoon of July 4th, when the declaration was officially adopted. Of the 13 colonies, 9 voted in favor of the declaration, 2, Pennsylvania and South Carolina, voted no. Delaware was undecided, and New York abstained. John Hancock, who was president of the Continental Congress, signed the Declaration of Independence, and it said that John Hancock signed his name with a great flourish so England's King George can read that without spectacles. Well, today the original copy of the Declaration is housed in the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and of course the 4th of July has been designated a national holiday to commemorate that day. Well, at WRVM, we love this country. We know you do as well. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.